Good afternoon, Tuscola sports fans. I am Branson Reese. Along to my right, Kenny Moyle. And Kenny, this is one of those games that you look forward to, but you don't look forward to.
Well, you know, they played a good game last night. I just hope they don't come out flat tonight. That was a tough ball game last night, 4-3 win over TC. You know, and you tend to come out flat maybe the next day, having to play 2 days in a row like this. So, you know, let's hope the girls are up for it. It's senior night, so I don't think they'll be flat. I think they'll be pumped up for this game.
Yeah, and it is senior night against Irwin. And, Kenny, I'm going to name the seniors and, you know, give them their names out because they've done have the little ceremony and the parents walking them out and everything. And start off with the first senior tonight was McKenna Keeling. The next one was Heather Carver, Sarah Arrington, Madison Brooks, Savannah Buchanan, Faith Robinson, Melody Hanna, and Jordan Kilson. Eight seniors that Tuscola is going to lose this next year and have to replace. And, you know, eight people, that's a big void to fill, Kenny, on any team. And, you know, you're losing two pitchers, you know, two starting pitchers to Tuscola that they've got to replace. But I know J.C. Cook can pitch, and I know there's a couple of girls on JVs that can pitch. But, you know, they've got a year, you know, to be varsity ready.
Well, the thing, too, on Branson, you know, you're losing eight seniors, but all eight are good ball players. You're losing eight really good ball players. So, you know, it's not like somebody, it's a senior that's not playing a lot or whatever. You know, you're losing eight really good ball players.
And there were some underclassmen that got some playing time, but, you know, Ellie Harris saw just about every game, and she's been in just about every game that we've seen. And, you know, Jason Cook's come on here at the end. You know, she's a freshman, and bring her up, getting her some good playing time, and that'll, you know, do nothing but help her next year.
Right. Yeah, we've got some good girls coming up, but like you said, they'll be truly missed, though, next year.
Do you remember your senior night?
Yeah. I mean, to me, you know, I'm a sentimental type anyway. it hit me, and I think, golly bum, you know, we're done. It does hit you whenever, you know, and that's why I say the girls, I think they'll be pumped up tonight. Of course, they know what's on the line tonight, too. You know, it's a big conference game right here. It's going to determine probably second and third place in the conference behind North Buncombe, so with TC and Reynolds. So this is really an important ball game, and I think the girls know that.
That's true. And, you know, I'll tell you, you know, 25 years ago on when we started, you know, football practice on August, you know, you dread those days. You know, you go the first week and, you know, shorts and shoulder pads, and, you know, the last 3 days you go full uniform. Then you hit on the sixth day. And we had a camper. We stayed in camp for a week, you know. And we'd practice in the morning and afternoon. And we used to, I mean, you dread it. But, you know, back then when we were in pretty much the same conference that we are now, you know, Reynolds was our senior night. You know, we've had fun all year, and you don't think much about it. And then they line us up, you know, to go across the field, and you're sitting there, and you're like, you know, you're cutting up with your buddies, and you got your parents with you, and it doesn't hit you till they call your name out.
Right.
You know, and they say the parents of, and you walk out, and, you know, and you get the, you know, crowd clapping for you and stuff, and then it dawns on you, you know, this
exactly.
is it.
This is it.
And, you know, that's a surreal moment. But then the next surreal moment's the when that
always,
buzzer turns zero and there's no practice.
I always tell kids, you know, to one thing to remember, this is the best years of your life right here. And, you know, from here on, it's work. So, you know, enjoy it while you can.
Very true, very true. And I missed it. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I came home that night after our game, and, you know, we had fun. And, you know, we went three rounds deep in the playoffs, had a great run. You know, went 2 months without losing the game. But there's nothing worse than that 3 o'clock bell on that Monday, and you're not going to practice.
I always tell kids that I coach, I say, you know, in about 2 or 3 years, that's when they're getting up being seniors and stuff. I say, when 2 or 3 years, I'm going to ask you a question. And they say, what's that? I'm going to say, what are you thinking right now? And they'll just grin and say, I wish I could be out there playing. And I say, I told you so.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and read off Irwin's starting lineup tonight. And while they're calling out starters, leading off for Irwin tonight will be Maddie Parker. Hitting second will be Sarah Hall. Hitting third will be Samantha Case. Hitting in the four hole will be Chloe Radcliffe. Hitting five spot will be Aisha Mudding. Six will be Haley Breeden. Seventh will be Caitlin Taylor. Eighth will be Aaron Thomas. And ninth will be Ashlyn Wolf. And the pitch will be Jaden Bartley. That will be not. She won't be hitting. She'll just be pitching tonight.
All right, let's go with Tuscola starting lineup. Now, coaches, change the lineup around a little bit tonight for the Mountaineer from what we've been seeing. Everything leading off tonight is the catcher, Heather Carver. Batting second will be the shortstop, Savannah Buchanan. Melody Hanna will be batting in the third spot. She's at second base. Faith Robinson is batting cleanup tonight, playing center field. Sarah Arrington's on first base, batting fifth. Madison Brooks is in left field, batting sixth. McKenna Keeling is in right field. Jason Cook will be starting at third base and batting ninth and playing in the hitting in the designated hitting position, Ellie Harris. Now on the mound will be Jordan Kielsen.
Be Jordan, you know, finishing her last night. You know, she won't be hitting, but she will be pitching too. So we're going to step away for a commercial break. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experienced lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, honey, is this your course schedule for the fall?
Yep.
Ah, let me see here. English, good. Chemistry, trigonometry, excellent. World history, oh, I love world history. Baseball? Wait, baseball? Baseball isn't a course, honey.
Well, sure it is, Mom. High school sports are about so much more than winning and losing. They teach lessons that can't be taught in a classroom, like accountability and self-discipline, the value of teamwork. I may not be earning a grade, but I'm learning how to compete later in life. Isn't that what getting a good education is all about?
Yes, of course it is. I was just testing you.
What can teenagers here in North Carolina learn from participating in high school sports? Plenty, as it turns out. That's why they're called education-based athletics.
High school sports. There's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and the North Carolina Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
All right, Tuscola fans, we're back now, getting ready to get the game started. And I'll say, you know, we were talking to Kenny earlier about these girls being seniors and everything. And a lot of these girls, my first year coaching, I had them on my team. And the cool thing was, you know, I just now looked and Lisa Colbreth was my assistant. And I've got her sitting right beside me right now. And she was one of my assistants with these girls. And it's kind of another one of those surreal moments that we got to coach these girls and we get to see them go out as this game progresses.
Yeah, it kind of makes you feel good, doesn't it, Branson?
Makes you feel good and feel old at the same time. So tonight's Keys to the Game is brought to you by Hometown Hardware with three locations, one near you. Hometown Hardware has all your hardware, paint, and plumbing supplies. Hometown Hardware is your big box alternative. And Kenny, I'm going to say tonight's key to the game is, Al Davis said it best, you know, just win, baby, because being 12-4 right now, or being, 11-4 right now, they don't get this win tonight, finish 12-4. 12-4. Depending on what happens between AC and TC tonight, you know, that'll be
the key, you know, in this girls' softball, you know, the key to the games really is pitching, you know. Of course, we've got one that can, you know, carry the load, but Jordan pitched last night, but she got to feeling bad there. Her grandpa said she wasn't feeling very good last night, so we'll see how she comes on today. But
first batter up now for Irwin is Maddie
Jordan
Parker.
Just a strong pitcher, boy. I tell you, she's coming on, you know, in girls softball. Now you can pitch.
Ball hit back up the middle. Savannah Buchanan misplayed. Kicked around the infield. Maddie Parker will be safe for Irwin.
In girls softball, you can pitch, as I was saying, any, you know, consecutive days. You don't have to have any days rest or anything like that. So, Jordan, you know, I was telling her mama one day, you know, I said, you know, the way she pitches, we do the player of the game every game, you know, and you could give it to Jordan, actually, every game if you wanted to, if you look at it that way, because she's just awesome out there on the mound. But, of course, we try to spread it out, you know, girls that has a good game, but Jordan's just been awesome this year, Branson.
She has collected her 400th strikeout. Sarah Parker now up for Irwin. First pitch, square to bunt, fouled off for a strike. Next pitch low, count now 1-1. Runner on first, Maddie Parker. No outs here in the top of the first. Score 0-0. Jordan Kilson painting the corner tonight for another strike. 1-2 count now. Jordan's starting her wind up. Fouled off. Count stays 1-2.
Jordan looks like she feels good out there tonight, Branson. Last night you could sort of tell, you know, when it first started, like she was sort of sluggish. She, like she didn't feel that well. And there in about the little
swinging strikeout right there for Jordan Kilson. Sarah Parker, the victim.
Right there. You know, they were in about the middle of the game. They had to call a timeout and take her a cup of water out there to her and give her a minute. Her face was really flushed out there, you know, and I was sort of worried about her there for a minute, but then she came back, finished the game, and stayed in. But
next up to bat for Irwin is Samantha Case. And, Kenny, I'm not so sure the way she started pitching after that. They may have brought her some 93-octane because she started throwing some fire.
She sure does. I mean, you know, we've said it all year long. She's just that kind of girl, you know. When she pitches, she don't get tired. She gets stronger as the game goes on. So if you're going to jump on Jordan, you better do it early.
Samantha Case with a 1-1 count, ball low. Makes the count now, 2-2. Maddie Parker staying on first base.
Samantha's a center fielder, batting third tonight.
Swing and a miss, evens the count, 2-2. Jordan does a good job making his girl, drawing him in after that low pitch. Pitch on its way. Change up. A little short. Evens or makes the count full, 3-2 now.
Jordan doesn't throw a change up much, but last night that was the best one she's thrown all year. She throwed that one to that one girl, and I mean.
Ball hit in the hole. Savannah McKinnon diving. Ball gets past her to the left field to Madison Brooks. Runners now on first and second for Irwin. Chloe Radcliffe, the batter now for Irwin. Irwin with one out and runners on first and second. Trying to jump on Tuscola early. Tuscola beat them the last time 11-0. So, you know, they'd like to spoil senior night tonight.
Well, I'm sure.
First pitch from Jordan. Called a strike on the outside corner. Good job by Heather Carver to frame it. Heather Carver calling her pitch to Jordan as her pitch is on the way. Just missing the outside corner. Count now, 1-1. Racker stepping into the box now. Kilson's pitch coming.
Went around on it.
Went to swing, tried to hold up, but went. Count now, 1-2 on Chloe Radcliffe.
Umpire back there right on top of it.
Ball hit, left over to second base. Melly Hannah makes the throw to Sarrington at first for the second out here in the top of the first. Aisha Mudding now, the batter for Irwin. Jordan Kilson starting to wind up. Just missing outside for ball one. Runners on second and third now for Irwin. Two outs. Pitch catch in the corner that time. Makes the count one ball, one strike.
Reading's the catcher for the Irwin Warriors. Looks like a catcher up there.
Outside pitch. Count now, two balls and a strike on Aisha Mudding. Kilson with a windup coming, fouled off. Evens the count, two balls and two strikes now. Jordan Kilson working the pitches around, trying to get her to chase a low pitch right there. Muddy not falling for it. Full count again now. Two outs, pitch on the way.
We got her.
Went after.
That's what we needed right there. That's Jordan.
Jordan striking Mudding out right there to end the top half of the first inning. Tuscola Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll and bookkeeping, and other full services. Robin G. Black CPA at 492-0599, an accounting firm to meet all your needs. Kenny, boys won a they did what they needed to do. They beat Irwin last night in baseball 11-7, so it sets up Friday. They win. They should be in the playoffs. I believe West Henderson got beat last night for the tiebreaker, so that sort of gives it in favor for Tuscola, but they've got to win Friday night. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah, that's a good thing they won that game last night. Now, according to Coach Tatham, you know, you're right. If they win out, which winning that one Friday night, they should get a playoff game, even if it's a wild card. So we're in good shape right at the moment. So we'll let everyone know we'll be bringing you that game right here at 7 o'clock Friday night.
Friday night, senior night.
Irwin Warriors and Tuscola Mountaineers. Season-ending game. That's the final game of the regular season.
There's some really good seniors on the baseball team that you're really going to hate to see leave the program.
I think, though, the playoffs will be announced Sunday, I think it is. Sort of like they do football, Branson.
Yeah.
They'll announce them Sunday afternoon, the brackets for the
I don't want to get overexcited, but you got to kind of think the girls will play at least one home game.
If they can win this one today, they probably will.
Heather Carver stepping up now. Leadoff batter for Tuscola today. Jaden Bartley starting her off with a strike. On the outside corner.
Bartley, a tall, slim pitcher. Looks like a pitcher out there.
I like to see Heather lead off like she didn't hit the ball like she did last night. She hit a rope to right down the center field fence last night.
That ball just foul right there.
Heather Carver in the hole right now, 0-2. I noticed this Bartley, she was a little wild on warm-ups, but, you know, they can always settle down. But catcher setting up outside. Heather Carver fouling it off. Count stays 0-2.
Bartley's got a unique delivery when she gets, you know, through the windmill there and Brent starts to bring it. It's be sort of hard to pick up right there.
Well, she does have a pitcher's frame there. She's, you know, she's not overly tall, but she's tall and slender. Be able to sling it. Pitch high for ball one.
She throws the ball well, though.
Can't now on Heather Carver, one ball and two strikes. Bartley's pitch on the way. Hit by Heather Carver, shortstop. Shortstop making a long throw for the first out here in the bottom of the first. Next up for Tuscola is Savannah Buchanan.
Now batting for the Mountaineers, number 16, Savannah Buchanan.
Savannah hit the ball well last night, too. Took an outside pitch, driving it to left field last night. Getting on when she needed to. Pitch on the way from Bartley. High outside for ball one. Bartley's pitch on the way. High again. Two balls, no strikes. Tuscola working with one out here in the bottom of the first. Score still, Tuscola 0, Irwin 0. Bartley's pitch called strike on the outside corner. Two balls and a strike on Savannah Buchanan. Bartley's 2-1 pitch on the way. Foul tipped for a strike. Evens the count now. Two balls and two strikes. Cannon waiting for the next pitch. Bartley's pitching on the way. Hit to the third baseman. Third baseman making the throw. Getting Savannah Buchanan for the second out here.
In the first inning. You know, we may have went over there and beat them 11-0 that first meeting this year, but looks to me like these Irwin girls come ready to play today.
Come to play spoiler.
Their heads are in the game right now.
Next up is Melody Hanna. Melody was the player of the game last night. Going 2-for-3. Scoring the go-ahead run against T.C. Robertson. First pitch in the dirt for a ball. Bartley's getting ready to start her wind up. Pitch on the way. Hit by Melody Hanna back at the pitcher. And she had nothing but to do but catch that. Kenny Moore should have been wearing that one. That was a hard
line,
hit back.
Line shot right back at the pitcher, and she gloved it. I don't know how, but she did.
A lot of people say, you know, she caught it. She protected herself is what she did.
You're right. Yeah, that ball was hit hard right there. Unfortunately, right back to the pitcher. So we go to the top of the second.
As we end the first inning, score 0-0. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood. Security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. How can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline, ever. Generac has been designing and building home standby generators right here in the U.S. since 1959. Today, they're the number one brand in residential standby generators. Control your power. Control your life. With a Generac home standby generator. For a free quote from your electric cooperative, call Haywood EMC at 828-452-2281. They can do a turnkey installation and even offer low-interest financing to qualified members.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, now we're back here at the top of the second inning. Score tied 0-0. Next up is Haley Breeding for Irwin. Fouling the first pitch off for a strike.
She's the catcher batting number 6 in the lineup tonight.
Next pitch on its way. looked good on the inside corner, but the umpire's calling it a ball.
Jordan's got her 6th, 7th, and 8th batters in the lineup coming up this inning.
Pitch on its way. Still inside. Count 2 balls and a strike on Haley Breeden right now. Ball hit to right field will be down. McKenna Keeling coming up with the throw. Ball back in the infield. Lead off runner getting on for Irwin here. Top of the second.
Second base hit of the night for the Warriors. One single that first inning. They led off getting the first 2 runners on base last inning, and we got 3 outs on them.
Caitlin Taylor, the batter now for Irwin, taking the first pitch strike. Runner on first, no outs. Next pitch called strike. That was one of those loud pops, Kenny, but it still doesn't match the one that we heard last night.
She brought the gas on that one there, too, though. That was, you can hear it all. I'm sure the fans can hear it.
Next pitch hit, going to be up the middle, played by Melody Hanna. By the time she gets to it, runners are safe, making no throw. Runners now on first and second for Irwin.
There again, you know, Branson, that's the same thing as last night. I don't know why I was playing second base that Melody's shaded so far to first base over there. That's twice last night and once already tonight where the ball's hit to the first base side of second base, and she doesn't have time to get to it to make a play.
Aaron
she should
Thomas.
Be, you know, right there, and she's coming way, 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 shading way over toward first base.
Aaron Thomas,
leaving that gap there wide open.
The batter for Irwin now. First 2 pitches, swing and strike. Runners on first and second. No outs here for Irwin. Top of the second. Next pitch. Swung 3 straight strikes to Aaron Thomas.
This is deja vu, that first inning right there. 2 runners on and no outs. And then Jordan comes through and gets strikeout on the – gets the first out of the second inning.
Ashlyn Wolf, the batter now for Irwin.
She's first, the number 9 hitter in the lineup.
First pitch, painting that inside corner for a strike. Wolf stepping back in now. Next pitch on its way. Squares to bunt. Ball will be foul. Wolf working now with an 0-2 count.
Heather comes out from behind that plate, doesn't she, Brent?
She does. She makes sure that ball stays foul or if it's going to go or knows that she can make that throw down to first. 0-2 pitch on its way outside for ball one. I think they're kind of anticipating a steal. Runners on first and second with 1 out for Irwin. Wolf's next pitch on the way. Swing and strike 3. So the 2 outs this inning are strikeouts. Back to the top of the order now, Maddie Parker. Got a base hit the first time up.
Well, she actually, I give error on the shortstop for Tuscola, Savannah Buchanan on that one, Branson. She made plenty of bobble that ball, so.
First pitch called strike. Kielsen's pitch on the way. Popped up. Jordan comes in, calls everybody off to make the 3rd out. In the 2nd inning here. Score remains 0-0.
That's 2 innings in a row where they got the 2 leadoff hitters on base, Branson, no outs, and Jordan comes through 2 strikeouts both innings, and pitchers way out of that, out of the inning with runners on, nobody out. So if it's, as we say, she gets stronger, then it looks good for the rest of the game anyway.
She looked like about after she got that first out, you know, they got the bases, the runners on, she turned it up just a little bit, and she was smoking that inning. Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services at 565-3024. Our family serving your family. Now, Kenny, Tuscola went 1-2-3 in the first inning, so looks like it's going to be Faith Robinson, Sarah Arrington, and Madison Brooks.
Yeah, your fourth, fifth, and sixth batters in the lineup coming up right here. So, like we said earlier, Coach Page changed her batting order around from what she's done most of the games that we've broadcast this year, Branson. She's changed the order around. Last year, Heather Carver was leadoff hitter all season long, and she's back at leadoff hitting tonight.
Well, this right here, it sounds like three hits for Tuscola, so I'm hoping for it right here. Faith Robinson stepping in, waiting Bartlett's first pitch. Hit by Faith. Shortstop making a play, making a long throw. Getting the first out here in the first, or the bottom of the second inning.
Now batting for the Mountaineers.
Sarah Arrington.
Sarah.
Next batter. Keep pulling for her. I think you and I are her biggest fans, beside her mom and daddy wanting her to come out of her the slump that
yeah, she's due. I mean, she's overdue. I'd look for her to hit good tonight.
First pitch. Hit by Sarrington.
Oh, my
right
goodness.
Right to the shortstop. Good play by the shortstop.
She had to jump for it. Just if it had been 6 inches higher, it would have been over her head. But
next up now for Tuscola is Madison Brooks.
Number 12, Madison Brooks.
Tuscola's going to have to get some hits down.
Right now, early in the game, all the breaks are going toward the Warriors right now.
First pitch to Brooks.
We're pulling that head out. Stay in there with it now.
Called a swing. She was swinging for a strike. Bartley's next pitch on the way. Madison Brooks holding out. Pitch low for a ball. Count now, one ball, one strike. Tuscola with two outs here in the bottom of the second. Score remains 0-0. Madison Brooks laying off that next pitch. High. Count now, two balls and a strike. Bartley's windup coming. Another high pitch. Madison Brooks ahead in the count right here. Three balls and a strike on Bartley. Bartley's 3-1 pitch on the way. Ball four. Tuscola finally getting a runner on here in the second inning. Next up is McKenna Keeley.
Now batting for the Mountaineers.
For Tuscola.
Number two, McKenna Keeley.
Pitch on its way. Another high pitch.
You know, from the games that she's been in that we've broadcast, Branson, she's put the bat on the ball well.
Swing and strike. Count now, one ball, one strike. Kenny, I'll take credit for that because she was on McKenna was on that first team, and I'm going to say I taught her how to hit and get the bat on the ball. Pitch high outside again. Two balls and a strike on McKenna Keeling.
Well, I'd love to see one right here. Now you got a runner in scoring position there on second.
Madison Brooks stealing second. Runner on second, two outs for Tuscola. Ball in the dirt. Three balls and a strike now on McKenna Keeling. Catcher going to have a little talk with her pitcher, making sure they know what each other is thinking as far as pitch goes. Kenny Keelan stepping back in now. Pitch on its way from Bartley. In the dirt for ball four. So two straight batters now have walked. Next up is freshman J.C. Cook.
Only left-handed batter in our girls' team.
First pitch on its way to J.C. Hits it. Right back to Bartley. Bartley makes the throw to first for the third out here in the second inning. As we in the second inning here, Tuscola and Irwin still tied 0-0. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist in orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
All right, we're back now here in the top of the third inning. Score remains 0-0, Tuscola and Irwin. Hit leading off.
Leading off third inning for Warriors. At the top of the third, number 12,
it's Sarah Hall.
She struck out her first time at bat against Jordan. She's back number two in the lineup.
Jordan Kielsen's first pitch of the third inning coming. Outside corner, called ball. Hall stepping back in. Kielsen's pitch coming. Ooh. Right back out.
Caught me right between the eyes. Thank goodness for a fence.
Count now, one ball, one strike on Sarah Hall. Tuscola's Kielsen pitches on the way. Change up in the dirt. Count now, two balls and a strike. Two-one pitch on the way. Inside corner, strike. Evens the count, two balls and two strikes.
Beautiful pitch right there.
Give her a weak knee. She's jumping back, thinks she's going to get hit. Chased, ball in the dirt for a strikeout. One out now here in the top of the third inning.
You're right. That second strike right there made her weak knee, and then that one there, she just went after it. Not a good swing at that last pitch right there.
One out now here in the top of the third. Samantha Case, the bat for Irwin.
She singled her first time up. First base hit tonight for the Warriors.
Pitch on its way. Inside corner again for a strike. Pitch on its way. Hit down to J.C. Cook. J.C. making the throw to first for the second out here in the top of the third inning. Good play by J.C. Playing in front of third base.
Yeah, that ball got to her in a hurry. She fielded it cleanly. Made a good throw to first.
She had to make a quick move to her right. Came up clean with it with a good throw to Sarah Arrington. Next up is Chloe Ratcliffe.
She hit into a fielder's choice her first time up.
Pitch hit. Savannah Buchanan fields it. Throws to Sarah Arrington in the dirt.
Oh, good scoop.
Coming up with a good scoop.
That's beautiful.
I hope some of these ice cream stores in the area were watching that, because if she can scoop like that, she'd be good scooping ice cream.
She come up with that one, boy. I mean, that one, and stretched out like she does too. You know, on a play like that right there, Branson, if she didn't stretch out like she does, she wouldn't make, the girl wouldn't have been out anyway.
Yeah.
But she stretches half a mile across the infield, it looks like.
At the end of the top half of the third, score is 0-0 still, Tuscola and Irwin. If you've missed any of the Mountaineers' basketball or spring sports action, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the Sports tab, and choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2017-2018 basketball season, and it's up to date with baseball and softball. Tuscola On Demand. Check it out. Kenny moving out here now to the bottom of the third.
Well, now, according to our lineup, we had Ellie Harris.
So she must be...
I don't know what they're doing here. We had Ellie Harris as the DP, designated player, and Jordan.
Leading off the bottom of the...
Kilson just pitching, but now Jordan stepping in.
Leading off the bottom of the third for the Mountaineers, number 17, Jordan Kilson.
Let's see if Jordan can help her cause right here. Bartley's first pitch on the way. Hit by Kilson. Fouled off.
Out of play.
Out of play on top of the dugout for the first strike. Kilson had, if I'm not mistaken, she had a home run against Irwin in that first game, so... Next pitch fouled off. 0-2 count now on Jordan Kilson.
I guess from the original lineup we had, Branson, I guess Coach Page changed her mind and Ellie Harris is out, you know, and Jordan's batting for herself.
Pitchers. Next pitch high from Bartley for ball one. Kilson working now, 1-2 count. Bartley's pitch on the way, low. Fouled off by Jordan Kilson. Count stays, 1-2.
Jordan's hanging in there tonight.
I'm like, you believe she got just a little too hot last night. You could see her face getting, you know, red, but she looks pretty settled and calm tonight. Next pitch fouled off. Same as the first one, fouled off on top of the dugout. Count still 1-2 on Jordan Kilson. And the score is still 0-0 in the bottom of the third.
Well, Jordan's the number 9 hitter in the lineup, you know, and then we'll have Heather Carver coming up, you know, and starting through the batting order again. Now, here's where he'll tell the tale on how this game's going to go once they've been through the lineup and seen Bartley pitching. So we'll see what happens second time through.
Pitch in the dirt, make the count 2-2. 2-2 pitch on the way. High. Kilson has worked the count now to a full count.
Well, she's made Bartley work this inning. This bat right here. She fouled off about 4 or 5 pitches, worked it to a full count. Oh,
swing.
Run.
Catcher misses it. Kilson on her way down to first. First baseman pulled off. Kilson will be safe at first.
Got a break right there. Jordan swung at a low changeup that was low and missed it. The ball got by the catcher, went to the backstop. And girls softball, just like boys baseball, Branson, you can run on a missed third strike if first base is not occupied. And Jordan beat the throw to first, and so now we have a runner on.
Counts as a strikeout for Bartley. But there is a runner on first. Jennifer McHenry coming in to run for Jordan Kilson right here. And as you said, we're back to the top of the lineup with Heather Carver. Her first pitch. Hit back up the middle. Shortstop making a play. Flips the second for the first out. Throw to first. Not in time. Heather Carver will be safe. Savannah Buchanan, the batter now for Tuscola.
Number 16, Savannah Buchanan.
Heather making solid contact. Shortstop had her shaded towards second base, just where she needed to be. An easy flip for the out. Savannah Buchanan not swinging. Heather Carver stealing, safe at second. Tuscola's first run, 120 feet away. Savannah Buchanan with an 0-1 count. Next pitch, high outside. Count 1-1 now on Savannah Buchanan. Heather Carver doing a good job getting off the base. Next pitch in the dirt. Makes the count now, 2-0 on Savannah Buchanan. Bartley's 2-1 pitch on the way. Catch in the outside corner. Evens the count. 2-2. Heather Carver, the runner on second for Tuscola with one out. 2-2 pitch on the way. Savannah Buchanan swinging and missing for a strikeout for the second out.
Now batting for the Mountaineers, number 4, Melody Hannah,
the next batter for Tuscola. So Melody was swinging a hot bat last night, hitting a double and a single.
And driving in a go-ahead run on a fielder's choice that last at bat. That
Heather Carver pitch high, hitting the backstop. Heather Carver easily getting to third base.
She must have caught her leg on that pitch right there, Bartley, because that one got away from her. Hit about two-thirds of the way up the backstop.
Bob Uecker says, just a bit outside. Next pitch, in the dirt. 2-0 count now on Melody Hannah.
You know, so far tonight, the balls we have hit, we've playing that Adam ball.
Yeah.
Everything we've hit's right at him, Branson.
That one's not right in the gap between short and third. One run will be in. Tuscola taking the lead right now, 1-0 here in the bottom of the third off of Melody Hannah's sharp hit
now
to left field.
The Mountaineers, number 6, Faith Robinson.
Next up now for Tuscola will be Faith Robinson. Faith had a double last night against T.C. Robertson.
It's like we've been saying, you know, the last few games we broadcast, she's really been hitting the ball well.
First pitch, high outside against the backstop again for a ball. Tuscola Sports is brought to you in part by Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Robin G. Black CPA, Gene Ferguson Moving Company, Haywood Ace Hardware, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Taylor Ford, Eagles Nest Grocery, Hometown Hardware, and Fat Buddies. Bartley having a talk with her catcher. Faith Robinson stepping in now. 1-0 pitch on the way. Hit by Faith into left field. Melody Hannah rounding third. She'll slide safe in. Faith Robinson will be safe at second. Tuscola now leads 2-0 over Irwin.
Now batting for the Mountaineers.
That was a deja vu right there. She hit the same spot Melody did the batter before. Right between short and third. Same exact spot.
I'm telling you, it's been a major difference between the first of the year and now to seeing Faith, you know, flip, you know, making her hips flip in, you know, just switching in and getting around quicker with the bat and everything.
That was a beautiful stroke right there. Sarah Arrington flew out to the shortstop her first time up.
Sarah's first pitch inside for ball one.
Love to see her lace one out there right now.
Tuscola right now with two outs. Faith Robinson, the runner on second.
It's what I was alluding to there, you know, before the inning started right here. You get
Good hit by Sarah. Center fielder backing up, making the third out. Good catch by the short center fielder.
Yeah, what I was saying there, you know, you get your second time through the batting order. You've seen her one time, and now we've started timing her right there.
At the end of the third inning, Tuscola finally getting on the board 2-0 over Irwin. As we end the third inning there, you're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Time Out Markets and Eagle's Nest Grocery proudly support the Tuscola Mountaineers softball and baseball teams. Heading out to the game, make sure you stop by Eagle's Nest Grocery or Time Out Markets for all your pregame needs, from gas to snacks and drinks. They're located throughout the area. No matter where you live in Haywood County, there's a store near you. Open Monday through Saturday, 6 till 11, and Sunday, 7 until 11.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
All right, we're back now here in the top of the fourth inning. Tuscola leading 2-0 over Irwin in the last senior night, in the last conference game of the season, which Tuscola needs to win. They've got to have this win tonight to secure at least a tie for second place. And Kenny, from all the stats I looked at that they usually keep, it looks like it's in Tuscola's favor. So hopefully we'll get that edge and get outright second, at least when they see this in the tournament. Emma Loveland pinch hitting for Aisha Mudding now. First pitch outside ball. Next pitch. Swing and strike. Count now 1-1 on Emma Loveland. This is about the point where we see Jordan start her getting hot and start throwing smoke. Jordan's next pitch was low, but she chased it for a strike. Count now 1-2 on Emma Loveland.
She'll be going into left field, obviously, for
strike three for Jordan Kilson for the first out here in the top of the fourth. Next up will be Haley Breeding.
She's the catcher. She singled her first time up, Branson.
First pitch on the outside corner. Called ball. Next pitch to Breeding. Swung on, fouled off for a strike. Count now 1-1. Jordan Kilson now. Seeing what pitch Heather Carver calls. She paints the inside corner to make the count now. 1-2 on Haley Breeden.
I tell you, sitting here watching Jordan pitch though, Branson, I don't think I would want to bet against her.
No. Next pitch fouled off. Count stays 1-2.
To be honest, I don't know if I could hit off ever. That's the... I'm telling you, and she throws, when she brings that one, she brings it. I mean, it's got some juice.
1-2 pitch on its way.
Oh, good changeup right there. Man, that was pretty. Another strikeout.
For the second strikeout of the inning, two outs now for Irwin here in the top of the fourth.
We're in the top of the fourth here, and already she's got 7 strikeouts tonight, Branson.
Caitlin Taylor, the hitter now for Irwin.
She singled her first time up.
Swinging at a strike from Jordan Kilson. Count 0-1 on Caitlin Taylor. Next pitch inside corner.
As we said, we're in the fourth inning, and Jordan's getting stronger.
That pop's getting louder.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Count
love,
0-2
love to
now.
Watch her pitch. Just love it.
0-2 pitch on the way. Inside, no. Called strike three.
Struck
good job
out
by
the
Jordan.
Side.
That helps those stats for her.
And those last two strikeouts, those girls had singles their first time up. Jordan blew it by them that inning.
So she has 8 strikeouts now?
8 strikeouts already through 4 innings.
Wow, so she's averaging 2 strikeouts an inning. Good job by Jordan today. Staying on her game. Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Service to support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 565-3024. Our family serving your family. Kenny moving out here to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tuscola.
Well, it helped us having that good inning, right, that last inning at bat right there, Branson, because we, you know, moved through the meat of our order right there, and we scored 2 runs off of it. Now you've got your 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th batters coming up. We get 1 or 2 on here, you got your leadoff coming up again then. So we're, you know, we're sitting in a good position right here, right now.
Madison Brooks, the batter for Tuscola.
She walked her first time at bat.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet.
I'm not taking anything away from Barley. She's throwing a good ball, and she's throwing the ball hard too, Branson.
The only thing that's really hurt her tonight is she's thrown some wild pitches at the wrong
time. Yeah,
we've had people on to move them. You know, other than that, you know, if she hadn't thrown those wild pitches, we may not have advanced those runners, and the score may not be 2-0 right now.
I know, watching her warm up, you know, she throws good, consistent. I don't know what she's trying to throw whenever that ball gets away from her like that, but you're right, 2 or 3 of them really got away from her, and wild pass balls, so that's the difference in the game right now, Branson.
Madison Brooks waiting on the first pitch from Bartley in the dirt for ball one.
That's what we were talking about right there. That ball there just like it's come out of her hand too early and just in the dirt.
Solid hit. Shortstop can't play it. Madison Brooks will be safe at first.
I'll tell you, I'm going to give Madison a hit on that right there. That was a screamer. Shortstop turned in the hole to backhand it and off her glove, but I'm going to give her a single on that one.
Next up will be McKenna Keeling for Tuscola. McKenna walked her first time up.
See, that's what we need to do right there, Branson. You got your 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th batters coming up. You get 2 or 3 of them on, then you got your leadoff, Heather Carver, coming up. Put you in a real good position.
Madison Brooks still in second. Started to third, changed her mind, and got back to second to be safe. McKenna Keeling squared to bunt. After she committed, the ball was called a strike. McKenna with an 0-1 count right now. Pitch on its way to McKenna. Fouled off. 0-2 count. Madison Brooks still on second. No outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. Tuscola leading 2-0 over Irwin. Last conference game for both teams. Hit by McKenna Keeling. Down to left field. Madison Brooks will be safe at third. McKenna will be at 1.
That's exactly what we needed right there, Branson. Like we were saying, you got your 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th batters up. Now your first 2 on 2 singles. Nobody out. You got your 8th batter in the lineup coming up.
Good chance right here for J.C. Cook to pick up an RBI. First pitch to J.C. Hit back up the middle. Shortstop making the play at second. Throws to first for the double play. But Madison Brooks will score to make it 3-0 Tuscola over Irwin. J.C. picking up her picking up an RBI right there. Good job for her.
Jordan Kielsen.
Jordan Kielsen up now. After Jordan, it'll be back to the top of the lineup, like Kenny said. First pitch on its way. Jordan fouling off into the dugout for a strike.
Well, I hate we got the double play on that right there, but we did get the run in, Branson. That's what you do in this girls' softball. You manufacture runs, and that's what we did right there.
And you hope that three runs is all you need for Jordan with the way she's starting to heat up and the way she struck out that side right there in the to end the third inning. The top half of the fourth inning. 1-1 count now on Jordan Kielsen. Pitch on the way. Swung and fouled off. Let's make the count now. 1-2.
I tell you, Jordan's swinging about a whole lot better than she did last night. I just don't think she felt good last night, like her grandfather was saying. She's really swinging the bat well.
1-2 pitch on its way from Bartley. High. Gets the backstop. Evens the count. 2-2.
She did strike out that first time at bat, but reached on a pass ball.
2-2 pitch on its way. Hit to center field. Center fielder camping out for the third out here to end the fourth inning. Tuscola manufacturing one more run to make it Tuscola 3, Irwin 0. You are listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Are you planning on moving? Gene Ferguson Moving Company is there for you, whether you're moving across town or out of state. Gene Ferguson Moving Company will do a wonderful job handling all your moving needs. We pack, we load, and we move. Gene Ferguson Moving Company, 3257 Delwood Road, Waynesville, across the street from High Country. Call 926-1022 for free estimates.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, back now here in the top of the fifth inning. Tuscola leading 3-0, Kenny. And kind of like we said, hope this is what Jordan needs to get this win today.
Well, you got your 8-9 batters coming up for the Lady Warriors. You got a pinch hitter coming on here. Allie Jones, number 4, will be batting for Aaron Thomas. Aaron Thomas struck out her first time up. This will be Allie Jones will be the pinch hitter.
Jordan finishing up her warm-ups. Heather Carver with a throw down to second.
I was talking to Allie's daddy here before the game. He's from Irwin. She's just a sophomore.
Number 4, Allie Jones.
Jones stepping in now, waiting the first pitch from Jordan Kielsen. Inside corner for a strike. Next pitch coming to Allie Jones from Jordan Kielsen. Hit into right field. McKenna Keelan playing it. Ball back to the infield. Allie Jones will be at first. Caitlin Taylor now. Ashlyn Wolf, the batter now for Irwin. Jordan Kielsen's first pitch. Squared the bunt, but fouled off. 0-1 count.
She struck out her first time up back in the second inning against Jordan.
Next pitch on its way. Squares the bunt again. Puts it down, but will be foul. 0-2 now. Jones, the runner for Irwin on first. Back now on first. 0-2 pitch on its way from Jordan Kilson. Low for ball one. Two pitch on its way. Called strike three on Ashlyn Wolf. Good pitch by Gordon right there.
Back to the top of the order. Maddie Parker, she flew out, popped up to the pitcher her last at bat. Reached on an error in the first inning.
First pitch high for ball one. Runner Jones for Irwin, still on first. One out. Ball hit back to Jordan. Jordan throwing to second for the force. And the second out. Maddie Parker.
Good play on Jordan's part right there.
Turn around getting that lead runner.
This is the number two batter and playing shortstop. Sarah Hall, she struck out both times she's been up tonight. She's 0 for 2.
Swinging at the first pitch, missing for a strike. Stepping back in and out of the box, waiting the next pitch. Squares the bunt. Umpire says she went. 0-2 count now with two outs. Parker the runner. Ball hit to Jordan Kilson at first.
Jordan stumbled coming.
Runners will be safe at first and second. Kenny, that was just hit about 6-7 foot in front of the plate. But the problem was where these girls are pitching, they've dug them a crater.
Yeah, and Jordan stumbled in there coming up for the ball and didn't have time to get the ball, make a play on it.
Infield hit right there, but nothing hurt. Samantha Case, the batter now for Irwin, taking the first pitch high for ball one.
She has a hit tonight. She singled her first time up.
Next pitch outside for ball two.
Ground out to J.C. Cook. Her last at bat.
2-0 pitch on its way. Catch in the corner for strike one. 2-1 now for Samantha Case. Jordan Kilson winding up, bringing the 2-1 pitch. Called straight down the gut. Evens the count. Two balls and two strikes. Good pitch by Jordan right there. I think Samantha Case was thinking it was going to come inside, but it was just straight down the gut. 2-2 pitch on its way now from Jordan Kilson.
Oh,
called strike three on that inside corner.
She just brought the juice on that one, man. Oh, wow. And that's the heart of their order right there. That was their number three hitter. So Jordan doing an outstanding job right now.
Tuscola Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll and bookkeeping, and other full services. Robin G. Black CPA at 492-0599, an accounting firm to meet all your needs. Kenny, that was people say that's dust, but to me that looks like smoke. It's still smoking out there where she threw that third strike.
I'll tell you, that Heather's hand has to be getting sore back here. I'm telling you, that's about to, five innings, I think they've had two runners on and like nobody out, and Jordan's pitched her way out of it, come and got them. And every inning, boy, she's on it tonight right now. Don't want to jinx her, but she's throwing one heck of a ball game right now.
Tuscola back to the top of their lineup right here, but I was looking at the stats from last night's game, Kenny, to tell you, to let you know what kind of a pitcher Jordan is. I did not know or realize, you know, as we're sitting here calling this, but once we get done and I look at the stats the next day, T.C. Robertson left 14 runners on base last night.
Well, I knew there was a lot. You know, probably the games that we broadcast, that was the most speed we've seen, Branson. Every one of those girls could run. You could tell they were a well-coached ball team. I'll tell you, it was just a great game. We were lucky to – I hate to say we're lucky, but, I mean, you know, that we were – done good to come away with win in that one.
We did what we had to do to get
that was an outstanding ball team.
First pitch to Heather Carver high for ball one. Next pitch on its way. Outside for ball two. Heather ahead now. Two balls, no strikes here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Right now it's playing to our favor. You know, the batting order, here we are, top of the fifth. We got the leadoff hitter in. You know, we're going to be going through the heart of our batting order right here.
Third pitch high. 3-0 count.
We'll take it right there. We get Heather on base. We're going to put the pressure on him right here, Branson.
Heather way ahead now in this count, 3-0.
Don't go after nothing bad. She's got a good eye for the ball, though. She's smart.
Taking ball four.
She
that right there shows the veteran player she is. You know, having 3-0 count, you know, when that pitcher sees a, you know, batter squaring to bunt, you know, they think, you know, it sort of changes the mind, the way they're thinking, because, you know, if that bunt's square, they're going to have to rush in. So it totally changes, you know, their thinking of what they're doing, and it'll throw them off a little bit. And of course, it did right there. And Bartley threw the ball in the dirt for ball four.
I don't believe I've seen Heather go after a bad pitch all season long. I mean, she never chases any bad pitches. If she swings and misses, it's a good pitch.
And everything when she has made contact, it's solid contact. I think we've maybe seen a couple times where she, you know, just barely got it, you know, when it was an infield fly or something like that. But
yeah,
now batting for the Mountaineers,
Erwin 16, coach out there talking to Bartley. She threw four straight balls to Heather right there to lead off the inning, and I think he's a little concerned.
Savannah Buchanan, the batter now. Runner on first, Heather Carver. Savannah Buchanan squaring the bunt, going for a strike.
Should have pulled back on that one there. That's high.
Bartley, 0-1 pitch on its way to Savannah Buchanan. In the dirt, getting past the catcher, Heather Carver will be on second real easy. Making a turn around second. Savannah now working with a 1-1 count.
Savannah grounded out to third base. Her first time bat, struck out last at bat.
Next pitch high.
When you see this happening right here, Branson, your pitcher's getting tired. She's throwing a lot of balls right now. A lot of high, a lot of low balls.
Count
that's
two
just
an
indication you're getting tired.
She's not meeting that happy medium. Good hit by Savannah. Into left field. Heather Carver at first. Throw.
No throw to home.
No throw. Heather Carver will score from second now to make it Tuscola 4, Erwin 0. Savannah Buchanan with a shot to left field. And I think there's a little confusion between the left fielder and the shortstop.
That's a hit we needed right there. Now you've got Mello Hanna up.
Mello Hanna.
She flew out to popped out of the pitcher and singled and scored her last time at bat.
Oh, she was going for the gusto right there.
Oh, yes, yeah, she wanted that one. Went after a low pitch, but it was just a matter. You said it right, Branson. She was going. She wanted that one.
Savannah Buchanan on first. Melody Hanna with
calm
a 0-1
down
count.
Up there now.
Hit by there. Melody Hanna up the gut. Savannah will be safe at second. Melody will be safe at first. Tuscola got something brewing right here in the bottom of the fifth, Kenny.
Walking two singles up, and you know, we're still in the heart of the order right here. That's what I said. It's, you know, the batting order, and as the games go along, you see, now right now it's playing in our favor right now, the batting order.
Faith Robinson, the batter.
This is the third time through the batting order seeing Bartley, and see, they're starting to tee off on her now.
Faith hitting it back to the pitcher. Bartley throws to the third to get the force. For one out, third baseman throwing to first to try to get Faith, but she is safe.
Now
Sarah Arrington up now for Tuscola. Runners on first and second with one out. Here in the bottom of the fifth, Tuscola leading 4-0 over Irwin. Sarah with a hit her last time up. First pitch, high for ball one. Kenny, you know, Bartlett may be getting tired, but she's still throwing heat.
Oh, she threw, yeah.
She popped that one really good.
Yeah, she's still got her speed on the ball, but she's just losing that control.
Arrington stepping in now. Bartlett's 1-0 pitch coming.
Oh,
hit by Sarah.
Tough luck right there.
Drilled down the third base line, but foul. Makes the count now. One ball, one strike.
Curved foul in the left field foul territory out there, you know. Well, she had that in just a little bit over. Of course, that left fielder is shading toward the line over there. She's got a big gap between center and left field.
1-1 pitch on its way. Hit by Sarah to the opposite field. Right fielder coming in, making a heck of a grab for the second out. Faith Robinson thinking that the ball was down, being tagged for the not-so-double play.
But well.
For two outs, though. Coach Page questioning whether the ball was caught. Field umpire saying it was.
Yeah, but from our angle, it looked like it was. But
it was a great catch.
Good, great catch. Yeah, that was a running, diving catch the girl made out there. It was a great catch.
That's one of those hard, you know, diving catches up front. So at the end of the fifth inning, Tuscola leading 4-0 now, mustering one more run. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Timeout Markets and Eagle's Nest Grocery proudly support the Tuscola Mountaineers softball and baseball teams. Heading out to the game, make sure you stop by Eagle's Nest Grocery or Timeout Markets for all your pregame needs, from gas to snacks and drinks. They're located throughout the area. No matter where you live in Haywood County, there's a store near you. Open Monday through Saturday, 6 till 11, and Sunday, 7 until 11.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
All right, Tuscola fans, we're back now here in the top of the sixth inning. Your Lady Mountaineers leading 4-0 over Irwin. Kenny, just, you know, you got to think, three more outs. Hopefully that's all Tuscola needs. Loveland hitting it down to Melody Hannah, making the throw to Sarah Arrington for the first out.
What?
Excuse me, that was Chloe Radcliffe.
Chloe Radcliffe, yeah.
Emma Loveland's up to bat now. I'm sorry, I was looking when I seen him on deck.
She grounded Chloe grounded out shortstop her last time at bat, grounded out there to second base to Mello Hanna. Made the play, one out. Loveland, the pinch hitter, last inning, struck out against Jordan.
Loveland taking the first pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Kielsen's next pitch inside for another strike. Loveland in the hole now, 0-2. If they can get these three outs, come in and get three more, that's a ball game.
Yeah, five more. Oh.
Just missing the inside corner.
Jordan wanted that one.
Count one ball, two strikes. Irwin working with one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Kielsen's pitch on the way. Swing and strike three on Loveland. Haley Breeding, the next batter for Irwin. Jordan dealing right now.
She singled her first time up tonight, Branson, and then she struck out against Jordan.
First pitch fouled off.
She struck out against Jordan at her last at bat. That was the inning. Jordan struck out the side. 1-2-3.
Count no balls and a strike on Haley Breeding right now. 0-1 pitch on its way. Hit back to Jordan Kilsing. Makes the easy throw to Sarah Ankin for the third out here in the sixth inning. Kenny.
Three away.
Tuscola muster maybe another run, three more outs. That'll be the game. And Tuscola will finish up a great season.
Through six innings right there, Jordan has 11 strikeouts today, Branson.
I think her average is around 10 or 11 a game, so she's on average tonight, and she's got three more outs to go.
Needless to say, she's on her game. See, and you talk about, you know, the batting order working in your favor now. See, she's got her 7th, 8th, and 9th batters coming up this next inning, so it's played in our favor so far.
Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Service to support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services at 565-3024. Our family serving your family. Kenny, they keep playing Rocky Top. I may stand up and dance here in a minute.
That's your song, huh?
I never get sick of hearing that. I love hearing it at least 25 times in the fall.
Oh, yes. I'm sure you do. You're a Tennessee fan, that's for sure.
Leading off for the Mountaineers in the bottom of the sixth, number 12, Madison Brooks.
Madison Brooks now the batter for Tuscola here in the bottom of the sixth.
She walked her first time up, singled and scored her last time at bat.
First pitch, inside.
In fact, she led off the inning that last time she was up and singled and started that inning off where we scored one run in that inning. She scored the only run, but one of the four.
Bartley's 1-0 pitch on the way. Swinging and strike on Madison Brooks. Count now, 1-1. Brooks stepping back into the box. Waiting Bartley's pitch. High pitch to make it 2-2.
Branson, as we sit here, I'm beginning to think there's a wasp nest somewhere around here.
Yeah.
I smushed two last night, and there's one just keeps flying around us here, right here. I'm starting to get a little worried here.
Swing and strike evens the count now. 2-2 on Madison Brooks. Score, Tuscola 4, Irwin 0. Kenny, I don't think they're hanging around because we're sweet either.
That's just the hazards of broadcasting the ball game, right?
That's right.
Oh,
good solid hit.
Oh, good
second
play to the second baseman.
Play.
Yeah, great
throwing
play.
Throwing Madison Brooks out at first base. Good job by the second baseman.
That was a hard hit ball right there by Madison. Second baseman. Just
McKenna Keeley.
McKenna Keeley now.
Gloved it beautifully down there, didn't she?
She did. Tuscola made a defensive change at the top of the sixth. Put Carrington Harrelson in at third base for J.C. Cook, and she'll be back for J.C. this at bat. McKenna Keeling.
McKenna singled her last time up.
Next pitch was high for 2. McKenna Keeling working on a 2-0 count right here. One out. Bottom of the sixth. 2-0 pitch on the way. Hit by McKenna. Ball called dead.
Foul ball.
Hit her off the leg.
It hit her on the leg before it went into play. Good call by the ump.
I always liked umps like that. Back when I was playing men's slow pitch, I'd hit one, and if it was foul, he'd make us run and get the first inning, call us back. And I'm like, I wasted all that energy for nothing. Of course, there wasn't much energy to burn right there. But 2-1 pitch coming. Low inside. McKenna Keelan ahead right now on the count. 3-1. Lady Mountaineers leading 4-0 still here in the bottom of the sixth.
The way this the batting order's played out right here, Branson.
Ball hit foul. Full count now 3-2 on McKenna.
Should we need to come in to bat the bottom of the seventh, which we hope we don't have to, but if we need to, we'll have the top of our order coming up. So, where you know it's played out really well for us right now, the batting order.
Full count pitch coming from Bartley. Call ball four. McKenna Keeling taking a walk down to first. Carrington Harrelson now the batter for Tuscola. McKenna Keelan getting a pinch runner. Gabby Rogers.
Now batting for the Mountaineers, number 5, Carrington Harrelson.
Harrelson not wasting any time. She's intense up there. Wanting to get a hit. Ball in the dirt low.
You know, we hadn't seen a lot of her this year, but when she does bat, I like her stance up there, man. I mean, she's like a hitter up there.
She's aggressive. 1-0 pitch coming. Hit by Carrington.
Good swing.
Foul ball. Count now. 1-1. Gabby Rogers, the pinch runner on first with one out for Tuscola here in the bottom of the sixth.
The way that catcher come back to the fence, Branson, I thought we were going to get that one in the head.
Yeah. I'd have saved you.
Would you?
Yeah.
I was afraid to look up.
Next pitch fouled off. Makes it 1-2. Kenny, I think my superpower is catching foul balls and stuff like that. I've done that in the past to save people. So I guess that does give me super.
Well, you better save Terrell's equipment right here first. You know, don't worry about me.
I'll do that.
Chase the low pitch there.
Swinging strike on Carrington right there for the second out.
Now batting for the Mountaineers, number 7.
Jordan Kilson up now to bat for Tuscola. Kilsen. Gabby Rogers, the long runner on first for Tuscola with two out here. You know Jordan's wanting to get a hit. First pitch high for a ball.
Yeah, and I'm sure she would like to have a hit right here. Go out with a blast.
Bartley's 1-0 pitch.
And she did. Gap her too. Oh, man.
Gabby Rogers rounding second on her way to third. Jordan Kilsey pulling up with a stand-up double here in the bottom of the sixth to help herself. Heather Carver now.
We no sooner got the words out of her mouth, Branson. She's gone, went out with a blast.
Bringing in a pinch runner, Jennifer McHenry for her. I like seeing that, Kenny, when they let them have runners like that. And it's kind of like passing off the torch, like we kind of talked yesterday. They're bringing the younger, you know, the underclassmen to run for them, the juniors. And I like seeing that because it's, like I said last night, handing off the baton. But, you know, this is going to be the ones that are on the base will be on the team next year and will be the starters. First pitch to Heather Carver in the dirt for ball one.
Heather grounded out her first time at bat to shortstop and hit into a fielder's choice, scored a runner second time up, got walked and scored a runner, two of the four runs she scored tonight. She scored that last time on a base on balls. But
ball hit off the end of the bat. Bartley makes the throw to first for the third out to end the sixth inning. Tuscola not getting any runs, but making a little noise right there as we end the sixth inning. Tuscola leading 4-0 over Irwin. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Are you planning on moving? Gene Ferguson Moving Company is there for you, whether you're moving across town or out of state. Gene Ferguson Moving Company will do a wonderful job handling all your moving needs. We pack, we load, and we move. Gene Ferguson Moving Company, 3257 Delwood Road, Waynesville. across the street from High Country. Call 926-1022 for free estimates.
Talking about that Fat Buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped pulled or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
All right, Tuscola fans. As we come back now here, the top of the seventh inning, Tuscola three outs away from finishing off a win. Last conference game and senior night. And really no changes made in the defense. Carrington Harrelson staying at third base. Jordan Kielsen obviously staying in on the mound. I know Tara wants her to get, you know, a full, complete game win right here.
Well, she's got the 7, 8, and 9 batters in the lineup coming up here. So, right, she's in the driver's seat right now, Branson.
Jordan Kielsen finishing up her warm-up pitches.
Leading off the Warriors at the top of the seventh, number 7, Caitlin Taylor.
Caitlin Taylor, the batter now for Irwin.
She singled her first time up tonight, but struck out her second at bat against Jordan.
Jordan's first pitch on its way. Popped up. Over behind us.
There again, I'm afraid to look up.
Remember, I got superpowers. I'll catch that foul ball for you.
I see that catcher looking at the fence and then looking up for the ball. I'm thinking, okay.
Next ball low outside. Count 1-1 now on Caitlin Taylor. 1-1 pitch on its way from Jordan Kielsen in the dirt. Makes the count now, 2 balls and a strike. Pitch on its way. Hit. Left fielder coming in. Madison Brooks making the first out here in the seventh inning. Allie Jones, the hitter now for Irwin. I believe she got a hit last time up to right field.
Yeah, she struck out her first time. No, I'm sorry. That was Aaron Thomas. Now, Allie Brooks batted, pinch hitted there that last inning. You're right, she singled.
First pitch inside in the dirt for ball one. Allie Jones awaiting the next pitch from Jordan Kielsen. Fouled off. Count now, 1 ball, 1 strike. Top of the seventh, your Lady Mountaineers still leading 4-0 over Irwin. Pitch hit to right field by Allie Jones. McKenna Keeling coming up, getting the ball into the infield. Second hit tonight for Allie Jones.
She's got Jordan's number, don't she?
She does.
Your number 9 hitter up here now, Allison Wolf. She's batted twice tonight, struck out both times against Jordan.
First pitch to Ashlyn. Low outside for ball one. Allie Jones, runner on for Irwin on first with one out. Pitch on its way from Jordan Kielsen. Just missing outside corner. 2-0 count now for Ashlyn Wolf.
And Jordan would like to get this girl right here because you got your leadoff hitter coming up.
Ball hit back. Melody Hanna playing it. Makes the throw to first for the second out.
Good play right there. Smart play right there. Don't worry about that runner going to second. Get the out.
Allie Jones. Melody made no attempt to second. She out lone play she had was the first. Allie Jones, the runner now, with two outs.
That runner there, you know, you don't want to flip it to second. That runner right there ain't going to hurt you right now. Get that out at first base. You've got two outs. All you need is one more out right here now.
Maddie Parker, the batter for Irwin, taking the first pitch outside corner for a strike.
She reached on an error first inning and reached flew out to the pitcher a second time up and then grounded out to Jordan that last time up. Jordan turned around and threw second for a force out, but she's 0 for 3 tonight.
Ball fouled off, 0-2 count now.
Two strikes, one strike away. What you want to bet? You're going to hear that mitt pop on this one, Branson. I would say Jordan's going to bring it right here.
0-2 pitch on the way. Just missing outside.
Well, she did. She brought it. Just missed. I'd say she's going to bring it again.
One-two pitch coming. Fouled off. Count stays. One ball, two strikes.
I know back whenever I was playing, Branson, if I was in this situation right here, I had two outs and two strikes, and that, you know, on that last inning, you better screw your cleats on right there, because then I'm going to bring it with everything I've got.
Kilson's 1-2 pitch on the way. Call and she strike did. Three. Ball game. Tuscola wins tonight 4-0 over Irwin to finish the conference 12-4. Tuscola Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, folks, payroll and bookkeeping, and other full services. Robin G. Black CPA at 492-0599, an accounting firm to meet all your needs. Tuscola winning big tonight on senior night, 4-0 over Irwin. As I said, to finish the regular season, 12-4. And tying, the way it looks right now, tying for second place in the conference. We don't know the results of the AC Reynolds game and the TC Robertson game, but that one will play a role on who will tie for Tuscola second.
West Henderson beat Reynolds today.
West Henderson beat Reynolds in softball today, so if A.C. Reynolds can beat T.C. Robertson, that would give Tuscola the win outright.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was an upset right there.
As Tuscola wins, we're going to step away for a commercial, and we'll have the player of the game when we get back. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Kelly. I want to invite you to join me tomorrow morning for the Good Morning Show here on AM 920 WPTL. We'll get your day started with the latest news and weather and, of course, all of your favorite music from yesterday and today. It's the Good Morning Show. Don't forget, at 8:30, we'll have the WPTL flea market for you. So be sure and start your day with us, the Good Morning Show, here on AM 920 WPTL.
Visit NC.com is one of the most comprehensive travel planning tools you can use. You can find places to kayak, places to kiteboard, places to paddleboard. You can search for mountain biking trails, historic museums, vineyard tours, even locate quiet fly fishing holes. Visit NC.com, a website that takes you places where there are no websites. Sponsored by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and Division of Tourism in cooperation with this station.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, Tuscola fans, we're back now. Tuscola winning a big conference game tonight, 4-0 over Irwin. Senior night for Tuscola. Eight seniors playing their last, we hope not last game here. Won't know till Saturday, but going out tonight with a big win over Irwin. And it's time for the Haywood Ace Hardware Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer player goes to Jordan Kilsing. Stop by Haywood Ace and see Steve and his friendly staff west of Lake Junaluska Stoplight on Delwood Road for all your springtime needs. Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Congratulations, Jordan, for being player of the game.
Thank you.
12 strikeouts tonight. I got to looking and I was thinking, you know, I didn't realize it till your mom came through about 2 weeks ago that you had your 400th strikeout in high school. That's amazing.
It is. It's a big accomplishment.
Big accomplishment. Shows the hard work that you've put in for 4 years. And, you know, hey, I'm glad you came to Tuscola. A great article on you in the paper the other night. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And, I mean, what do you have to say? This, hopefully it's not the last time on the radio for you, but have you got anything you'd like to say?
Or? I hope not. It was a big game. Everybody stepped up, went through nine. I was excited that all the seniors got to play, and we all played a good game. Hopefully, as you said, this won't be our last game here.
Yeah, true. And a good hit last time up at bat, too. Good solid hit to the
It's about time.
Good stand-up double right there. Well, congratulations, Jordan Kissing. Hey, we're going to see you next week in the playoffs, all right?
Yes, sir.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Jordan Kissing, your player of the game tonight. And Tuscola wins, we said, 4-0. We're going to step away for one last commercial, and we'll come back, and we'll finish things up. And you're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
All right, we're back now, last bit right here, Kenny, before we go off the air, and a big win for Tuscola tonight.
That was an awesome win, on boy, I tell you.
4-0 over Irwin, big conference win. Now we're waiting the results of a couple of games to see what happens, and then, you know, Saturday we'll turn all the paperwork in and see where they're seated and see what they'll play.
Yeah. But that was, I tell you, tonight, that was, you know, we give Jordan the player of the game and everything, but, you know, you get a few runs behind your pitcher like that, you know, and that's what the team did. It was team effort, you know. You know, even though she's player of the game, that was a team effort right there. You know, they manufactured some runs, got Jordan a few runs. That's all she needs, and the rest is history.
Yeah. All right, big game. We will be broadcasting Friday night, Tuscola Irwin senior night for baseball. Another emotional night, Kenny, and I hate we're finishing the conference with two, you know, sad nights, but it's big for our seniors, and it's been an honor for us.
Well, hopefully they can pull that one out too. So what is it, 7 o'clock, right?
Seven o'clock. We'll probably go on a few minutes early trying to catch some of the seniors on the field and everything. So for Kenny Moore, I'm Branson Reese, and you've been listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.